many Americans go to Mexico to buy medicine that's cheaper south of the border. But here's a warning. A new study from UCLA found that some pills bought in Mexican pharmacies like oxycodone and Adderall had potentially life-threatening ingredients in them like fentanyl, heroin, and methamphetamine. The pharmacies are located in four cities in northern Mexico frequented by American tourists. The researchers have declined to name the cities for security reasons. A recent and separate LA Times investigation also found counterfeit pills being sold as legitimate drugs in cities like Tijuana and Cabo San Lucas. Joining me to discuss this is Chelsea Shover. She's a professor of medicine at UCLA and the senior author of the study. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Great to have you. Okay, so how did you decide to begin this investigation? What tipped you off?
Yes, so a number of my colleagues on this study are ethnographers, which means they do long-term qualitative research by really, you know, talking with people, spending time with them in their everyday lives. And they've been doing that to understand drug markets and drug trends in Mexico, as well as other places, including the United States. But they started hearing from some of the folks they were talking to in the last couple years that people thought that pills sold at some pharmacies actually, you know, they were sold as Percocet or other oxycodone products, but actually contained fentanyl. And so my ethnographer colleagues heard this, and then I was able to bring along the drug testing technology to try to confirm this. And so we basically set out to say, okay, we've heard this is happening. We want to use a few different analytical techniques to, you know, if it's there, we would like to document it. And so we had heard about specifically about counterfeit opioid products, but just given the prevalence and availability of counterfeit amphetamines in the U.S., which is mainly we're talking about Adderall that actually contains methamphetamine, and counterfeit benzodiazepines in the U.S., where it looks like a Xanax, you know, that's the brand name for Alprazolam, but it actually contains either designer benzos or fentanyl. So we set out to test samples of those three kinds of drugs, oxycodone, Adderall, and Xanax or Alprazolam is the generic name.
And what did you find?
You know, overall, we tested 45 pills. So this was not a large study. You know, the goal was really to say, if this is happening, can we find it? And we did find that of the 45 pills we tested, we found counterfeit Adderall that contained methamphetamine. And for oxycodone, we found that a substantial portion of those contained fentanyl, and a few even contained heroin, which was very surprising to me. With the benzodiazepines, we did not find any evidence of counterfeits with those we tested, but I will say we only tested five. But I think the concerning thing is that these products sold as Percocet or just regular oxycodone or roxycodone look like the real deal, but actually contain fentanyl or heroin.
Why would they contain fentanyl or heroin?
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, the main thing is fentanyl is extremely cheap and easy to manufacture compared to other opioid products. And so a lot of the counterfeit pills we see on the street or sold on like Snapchat here in the US, they're just made by, you know, you manufacture fentanyl. Again, it's a pretty easy process. You don't need a whole poppy field. You just need a lab. And then you press it into a pill using a pill press, which is also pretty easy to get, and they look pretty close to the authentic thing. So it's just, you can produce a lot of pills for less money because fentanyl is so much stronger than oxycodone. With heroin, that is a little more puzzling to me because we've seen in a lot of drug markets that fentanyl has really replaced heroin. And so it was honestly very surprising to me to find that there were pills that had heroin in them. Like that just seemed, just given the difficulty of, or, you know, the resource intensiveness of manufacturing heroin, it was surprising to me to see that someone had apparently gone to the trouble of getting heroin and making pressed pills out of it.
Well, I guess I'm wondering, Would it be in the pharmacies, like, would the pharmacies know that they were selling these and in perhaps are trying to addict their customers so that they have repeat customers? I don't know. Or did they not know that they were selling these counterfeit pills?
Yeah, so that's kind of hard for me to say. I'm not sure. I suspect that a lot of pharmacies don't know that the products they're selling are counterfeit. And I will also say that, you know, of the 40 different pharmacies where the samples came from, quite a few refused to sell single pills. So all the pills that we tested were obtained as single pills. So it's, you know, it's not like, oh, they came from a pill bottle necessarily. They're actually purchased as just one pill at a time. So I don't know the degree to which pharmacies are aware that some of their products are counterfeit. We also did find quite a few seemingly authentic, you know, confirmed authentic oxycodone products sold as single pills that didn't have fentanyl in them. They appear to be regular oxycodone based on all the testing we did. So in an environment where they're selling some authentic pills as single pills, I can definitely imagine that places wouldn't know that some of their pills are counterfeit.
Yeah. So people should do what? Avoid buying single pills if they go down to Mexico to buy their medication?
Yeah, I think the contribution this study makes is to say, if you're buying single pills, one, know that they may not be the product you think you're getting. And two, you know, there are steps people can take to reduce the risk if they're still going to do that. The main thing would be fentanyl test strips. Mm-hmm. But what concerns me is that those pills that had heroin and not fentanyl, they would show up negative on a fentanyl test strip. And so then someone could conceivably take it thinking they're getting a Percocet, but actually it's heroin, which is a much stronger drug also. And then that's risk of overdose. So yeah, I think a sensible thing to do would be to avoid buying single pills, or at least we want people to go into it understanding what the risks are and what they can do to try to minimize that. But it does seem like this was something that was a relatively unknown phenomenon before a few weeks ago.
Well, thank you for shining a light on it. And thank you for coming on the show today.
Yes, thanks for having me.
My pleasure. That's Chelsea Shover, professor of medicine at UCLA and senior author of a study that found counterfeit pills being sold in some Mexican pharmacies. Coming up, a fascinating history of what American presidents ate or were forced to eat.
She would serve him liver or beans 5 days in a row, and he couldn't stand this, and he would write little notes to Eleanor saying, would you please remind Mrs. Nesbitt that there are things other than chicken that one can eat.
FDR and other presidents and how their state dinners shaped history. That's next on Press Play.